It's time for the Australian Open, and with it, it may also be time for new Australian stars to shine. Ashley Barty and Alex de Minaur have thrilled local fans with their runs to the final of the Sydney International this past weekend as final tune-ups for what they hope will be a long stay in Melbourne for the Open. And although both of them lost their respective finals, they've gained a lot of fans and respect for their play and the way they've gone about it. Barty, who was defeated in straight sets by former Australian Open champion Angelique Kerber in her final in Sydney, says whilst nothing is guaranteed for her, playing on home turf is a big chance and a big motivation.
I feel like I've been playing good tennis coming into this week, but it's a fresh tournament, it's a fresh start, and I have to focus on my first round and do whatever I can to get through that first round to then try and dig my teeth into the tournament. I think all the Aussies really love playing at home. And there's nothing better than walking out onto an Australian Open court with the crowd behind you. And I think every single player wants to be out here and wants to do well in Australia. And it's no different for me. I'd certainly love to play my best tennis and have my best run in a Grand Slam here.
It was an action-packed weekend in the A-League. Melbourne City scored a late goal to claim a draw against Central Coast, despite having to play most of the match a player short after having a man sent off. Melbourne Victory too claimed a late goal, but for them, it attained a win. Costa Barbarousis scoring in the 90th minute to give Victory a 3-2 victory over Perth, after it looked like Perth had snatched a draw, through an excellent chipped goal in the 83rd minute from Diego Castro. It's the fourth loss in a row for Perth, but for Victory coach Kevin Muscat, the fact his side scored a late winning goal after the other team had itself scored a crucial late goal is a significant sign of the continued improvement of his side.
The easy option would be just to maybe down tools and feel sorry for yourself, but you know, I think we added something to our performances tonight, the way we relentlessly went about pursuing the winner.
In cricket, the one-day international series between Australia and England got underway, but in the game's shortest form, the Sydney Sixers beat their arch-rivals, the Sydney Thunder, in the Big Bash League. The Sixers hitting the winning runs off the last ball of the match to win by 8 wickets. It's a significant blow to the hopes Thunder have of making the finals of this season's Big Bash League. Two teams are now ahead of them for the last final spot, and they've both played fewer matches than the Thunder. Chris Green scored 49 runs for the Thunder in the match against the Sixers, but he's told Channel 10 his individual achievement is overshadowed by his team's misfortune.
Yeah, it's a bit of bittersweet, to be honest, particularly with us probably having to win our remaining game. So to lose so close on the wire there and down to the last ball is obviously entertaining for the fans, but for us it's a bit of a kick in the guts.
And in basketball, the Perth Wildcats have beaten the Brisbane Bullets in the National Basketball League, with the winning shot coming with less than 1 second left in the match. US import Bryce Cotton provided the winner in the 81-80 victory. The win came after Perth trailed by 21 points at one stage in the first half. Jean-Pierre Tokoto top scored for Perth in the win with 16 points. He says that unity was the key to the team's turnaround in fortune in the game.
Especially that first quarter, we let them get whatever they wanted. I mean, they got up to a 21-point lead at some point, and we just weren't playing the way we know we're capable of playing. Once again, we battled through the same thing that we're battling with throughout the season, but our second half was unbelievable. Everybody came together as a team. We said in the locker room that we're going to do this, this and that, and came out and executed.
Melbourne United, though, are ahead of Perth on top of the table. The Melburnians have now won 7 matches in a row. Sunil Awosti, SBS News.